The fundamental problem is that for Microsoft, the business is built around the accumulation of data on the client's hard disk. And for Google, the business model is entirely about the accumulation of data on their servers, on their cluster in the cloud. Right? So, I mean, Gmail, for example, I mean, I'm an interesting example of this. I experimentally began echoing my email to their service a couple of months ago with the intention of turning that spigot off at some point, right? Because, I am still fundamentally conflicted about the idea of having my stuff sitting there. On the other hand, it's unbelievably, seductively powerful and useful to have my stuff there, right? And that's, at the moment, still purely from a personal perspective, right? Which is to say, it's just really convenient for me to have my stuff there. But there is, as yet, no additional use that is being made of the data that's sitting there. But look at all of the opportunities that open up to the extent that, for example, in the world of, I was just here in LA giving a talk to some people about social software, and there's a whole set of applications emerging there around optimizing sales cycles through the mining of relationship data. And right now it's extremely cumbersome to get a hold of that information, right? You have to insert adapters onto people's email clients, you know, to sort of figure out who's talking to who. And, well, in theory, to the extent that my communication partners and I am sharing the use of a common back-end service, there are a really interesting set of add-on kinds of things that can happen in that environment, right? So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is it's about the data, right? It's about the data. And, for Google, I've made the switch from collecting data, which is also visible to everyone else and any web spider can gather, to them collecting large quantities of data, which is explicitly not world visible. It's an amazing, step to take.
There's despots and there's benevolent dictators. So, it's all about the glass is half full, half empty. The model is the same. It's how you feel about this person having that level of control or that entity having control.
Absolute power eventually corrupts.
Well, that's certainly been the trend.
John Udell, you asked the question about what the panel thought about this do no evil philosophy.
Well, in particular, I would ask you to just notice the distinct absence of transparency. And if you compare Google and Microsoft, it's extremely interesting right now, isn't it? Because there are how many hundreds of people blogging at Microsoft and all sorts of visibility into, quite a few of their ongoing initiatives, right? I mean, outside of Adam Bosworth, who's a recent convert to Google, who is visible? Somebody said in blog space yesterday that being a Google spokesman is the easiest job in the world because all you ever have to say is no comment.
Yeah.
Well, Apple's like that too.
I mean,
Google
you can take a
script from Apple and how they've gone about their business, which is to be quite private, but also to conjure and cultivate this image of being good.
And I'm asking, is that good enough?
It just
is what it is.
You've been asking that. Now, what do you think?
I'm suggesting no. That in the long run, I think that that's a card that you can play when the ball's in your court and you have the advantage, which I believe is the case for them right now. But I don't think that in the long run that's going to.
Yeah, in the long run, you could wind up with a model where there's more transparency into Microsoft, so then people feel a lot better about Microsoft versus the, unknown. If I don't know what your agenda is and where you're going, then why should I trust it?
I'm actually wondering if that's not the dynamic that's playing out right now.